Chapter 6. The Hispaniola and its crew. The next day, Squire Trelawney went to Bristol to organize the expedition. I returned to the inn and told my mother about the captain's papers and the map. I also told her that I wanted to go with Dr. Livesey and the squire to look for the treasure. She wasn't happy about the idea, but finally I convinced her. 1 month later, the squire sent this letter.
Bristol, March 1st, 1745. Dear Dr. Livesey and Jim Hawkins, the ship is ready. She is beautiful. Her name is Hispaniola. I've also got a crew. I met a sailor who helped me. His name is Long John Silver. He has only got one leg, but he moves fast with his crutch under his arm. He has a parrot that sits on his shoulder. Silver has an honest, smiling face, and I'm sure he's a good man. He's a ship's cook, and he knows all the sailors in Bristol. He helped me to find a crew. I told him we're going to look for treasure. We also have an excellent captain. He has sailed all over the world. His name is Captain Smollett. Come to Bristol as soon as you can, and we'll start our adventure. Your friend, Squire Trelawney.
When we read the letter, Dr. Livesey was angry. Why did he tell that man Silver about the treasure? It was our secret, he said. I didn't say anything, but I knew the doctor was right. A secret is a secret. The big day arrived. It wasn't easy to say goodbye to my mother. She was sad, but she understood that I wanted to go. Mother, when I return with treasure, we'll be rich, and you won't have to work any more.
Oh, Jim, she replied, the most important thing is that you return safely, with or without any treasure.
Don't worry, Mother.
Be careful, and listen to Dr. Livesey, she said.
I will, Mother, I said, and I kissed her goodbye. In Bristol, the doctor and I went straight to the harbour to see the ship.
There she is, said Dr. Livesey, and she's a beauty.
The Hispaniola was a fine sailing ship. We went aboard to meet the new captain and to see Squire Trelawney again.
Welcome to the Hispaniola, the squire called out when he saw us. Come and meet Captain Smollett.
We went into the captain's cabin and sat around the table. The squire introduced us and we all shook hands. There were biscuits and a jug of ale on the table, so first we ate and drank. Squire Trelawney looked very happy, but the captain didn't look happy at all.
Captain Smollett has got a problem, said the squire.
What's your problem? Asked the doctor.
I prefer to choose the crew myself, he said. But the squire met this man Long John Silver, and he brought his sailors with him. I don't like them. I don't like their faces.
I think the captain is wrong, said the squire. Silver is a kind, honest man. I'm sure of that.
There's another problem, said the captain. These men know that we're going to look for treasure. Who told them?
That's not important, the squire said. Silver told me that these men are all good sailors, and that's the most important thing.
What are you afraid of, Captain Smollett? The doctor asked.
Mutiny.
What does that mean? I asked.
It means that the sailors don't obey the captain and don't take orders from him. Sometimes they put the captain and his men in a small boat and leave them in the sea. Sometimes they leave them on an island. Sometimes they kill them.
Captain Smollett, said the squire, don't talk like that. That won't happen.
I hope you're right, said the captain. I didn't say anything, but I also hoped the squire was right. I didn't want to be in the middle of a mutiny.